Did Nick Savoy, for the first time in over 50 years, people are on fire, Cloud 9, more than Cloud 9. And more than that, everyone's together in it. The streets that night in Times Square and throughout were flooded, and everyone was on the same team, figuratively and literally. The interesting thing is that all these people who had no connection to one another, no relevance, never saw each other, never knew each other, never thought about one another, all felt they walked up to one another and they said, "We're here with me. We're partying. What are you partying about?" "Well, the Knicks won. What's so special about the Knicks winning?" "They're my team." "So you feel connected to the team? To the players?" "No, the players, yeah, of course the players. Whatever their names are. This player and that player and that player. I love that guy." "Did you ever meet him?" "No." "Does he know you are?" "No." "Will he ever know who you are?" "No." But people feel connected, unified in one with the players, with the overall team, and with those around them. So it's this phenomenon that people feel connected to something they have no relationship to. You ask them, "What's your relationship to it?" They say, "I'm a New Yorker. This is my team. This is who I've been following for the past 10, 15, 20 years. And they look at you like you're crazy for asking the question. If you think about it, they've created something unbelievable. They've created a real feeling, connection, and desire for achievement with something else, someone else, for something they literally have no relevance to, for something that has no ultimate consequences, for something they've never touched, maybe even seen in person, or felt. It has nothing to do with them almost, but it has everything to do with them. Why does it have something to do with them? How is it relevant to them? Why are they so excited? Because they've aligned the sports team with the essence of their identity. They are a Knicks fan. They want the Knicks to win. They love the players. They're a New Yorker. This is who they are. This is everything they're about. This is the excitement in their life. And more than that, they can catch two other sports fans as a result of this team. They can take something which they've never touched, seen, or felt in any way, and make it their absolute reality, and go out in the street and dance and sing and yell and hug people as if they're at their children's wedding. This is an unbelievable thing. Everyone is always asking the question, "How can I have more office cholesterol? How can I attach to other Jews? I don't know them. I never heard their names. I never had any contact with them. They have no relevance to me. How can I feel we're connected?" Sports fans are connected by a game. Jews are connected by eternity. This is something we have to realize, that if we look at the world around us, and there can be millions of people who are joined together by love, or on the opposing team, by hate, and they feel connected and real. It's not something fake to them. It's a part of their identity. Then every single Jewish person has the ability to go and join together, to be one with one another, to feel when something tragic happens, sad. When something joyful happens, amazing. When there's a scary time, to unite together in your hearts and in your prayers and in your actions. This reality that we're seeing in front of us now, this unity of all these sports fans over something, which again, has no relevance to them fundamentally, has no actual bearing or weight in their lives, makes no difference whether the team wins or loses, and yet they still feel one with it, passionate about it, connected to it, and makes them feel connected to other people who they've never seen, never met, and never had anything to do with. Us Jews have to say, hey, we can look at our brothers. We can look at our eternal life together, our journey, and create a loyalty. A jersey creates a loyalty for a season. A neshama creates a loyalty for a lifetime. This is something we all have to attach to. To the loyalty we have for other Jews, we are on the team. One team. We have to root for each other. We have to feel each other. We have to be there for each other. The whole entire nation cried when Aaron HaKohen passed away. What was going on? Why are they all crying? Because they felt unified. And they just lost their all-star player, the one who was with them, their coach, who was guiding them along in all different parts of their lives. They felt unified through it. We, Klal Yisrael, have to work on the unity. But I don't know that guy. I never met him. Where is he? I never spoke to him. One of the Yidden in Guatemala, or the Yidden in Canada, the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael and Mea Shearim, who I never met. How can I be connected to them? You can be connected to anything. Just make it your identity. Make it your reality. And then you'll have a unity and you'll feel for other people. Let's all work today for 1 minute on feeling for another Jew, thinking about another Jew, creating a love, a unity, a oneness. And with this, we will be connected to other Jews.